This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottaglia along with Charlie Long. Want to tell everybody at 520 we'll have Isaac Yiadom will join us, Saints cornerback. Also, great special teams player. And I got a story I got to tell him about the Senior Bowl I think he'll enjoy. So we'll have him on at 5:20 and at 5:40. I know, Charlie, somebody we really like, Coach Scott Spinelli, who's been on with us so many times to break down the NCAA tournament bracket. And, he's one of our favorite guests we have. From a college basketball standpoint, you won't get any better than Scott.
It's been way too long since we've talked with Coach Spinelli, Mike. I'm really looking forward to that conversation, kind of picking his brain on the NCAA tournament, which starts officially the round of 64 tomorrow, and I can't wait, Mike.
Yeah, it's a great situation, and this is, you know, everybody's got a bracket. Man, I'm in the minority. People send me brackets. I never fill it out. So many people are interested in it, and, you know, what's the chance of you hitting that would be? Now, this year, which you brought out, and I think you're right about it, that the number one seeds are distinct. Maybe from other years, and you looked it up yesterday, the only times that it's ever had all four number one seeds get to the Final Four was 2008.
Right. It's only happened once in history. But, you know, we'll see what happens this year. As I mentioned, you know, yesterday when we were talking about the bracket with Coach Hollowell from UNO, Mike, the one seeds this year just feel a little bit different. Like, they feel so strong across the board with Auburn and Duke and Florida and Houston. I think if you had to ask me right now which one seed I don't expect to potentially make it, maybe Houston. That bracket feels like it's just ripe for chaos. And there has been a run of, you know, Final Fours where at least a five seed has made it in. So we'll have to see what happens there. But, you know, if you're going chalk this year, it might be the year to do it just because of how good these one seeds really are.
Yeah, no question about it. In some football news, former Saints linebacker Willie Gay, who they signed away from the Kansas City Chiefs, he's come to terms with the Miami Dolphins on a one-year deal, so he'll join that Dolphins defense. And interesting, Cam Robinson, who went to West Monroe High School here in Monroe, in Louisiana. At that time, Charlie, he was the number one rated offensive lineman in the country. It came down between LSU, Alabama. You figure who win that one. Nick Saban and Alabama got him to go there and end up being a second-round pick. Has spent most of his career with Jacksonville. Today came up with a one-year deal worth about $12 million, and it's not too far away. The Houston Texans, who are looking for a left tackle, and so they brought in the veteran in Cam Robinson to protect the backside of C.J. Stroud. Man, it was rough last year. Man, C.J. got bounced around, and now, man, they've gotten rid of basically three-fifths of that offensive line that was starting from a year ago.
Yeah, Mike Kenyon Green, their left guard, was a bust. He did not work out there. But, of course, he's going to go to Philadelphia, and, you know, just like the quote-unquote bust that Mekhi Becton was. He'll get some work with Jeff Grantland, and that will fix everything for him. But I wanted to get your thoughts, because now the Texans, before this signing, I felt like they were really pigeonholed into having to take offensive line in the first round. They probably still do need to, but at the same time, I don't think it's as big of a need now. Trading Laremy Tunsil for the package they did, they got a bunch of picks in return, but you're basically moving on from one of the premier left tackles in football. I always thought it was a little bit kind of questionable of a move because at this point, you know, your offensive line wasn't great last year protecting CJ Stroud. You move on from probably the best piece up front, and then, you know, you're kind of forced to potentially take offensive line in the first round, maybe even trade up to get a guy because this isn't the best offensive line class. But now you bring in Cam Robinson. I think it opens up their options a little bit more early on in the 2025 draft.
I still think they go offensive line. This is what I would do. If he passes my physical, Josh Simmons.
Yeah.
From Ohio State, and who I think may tumble a little bit because of the injury he had. Looks to be he's making progress on it, but I think he's a guy I could put in at left guard for a year, and then he takes over left tackle. Because with Cam Robinson, I only got 1 year with him.
Right.
One. And then I can swing him over to that left tackle position. In some other draft-related news, Jahad Campbell, who, man, I think the world of as a linebacker, and I still don't get why they didn't use him more as an edge guy, blitz guy. He confirmed to everybody today, which had been rumored for quite some time, that he had surgery on a torn labrum in his left shoulder. It happened right after the NFL Combine. I think you're looking at Campbell now as a teens pick. Now, the torn labrum stuff, he can come back from that pretty quickly. And when you're young, man, surgery, you can come back from that much quicker than you can as an old pops. So I do think that he is going to be a hot name to watch as the draft unfolds in that 9 to 18 range in round one.
Oh, wow. Starting as early as 9, huh?
I'd certainly consider him. He'd be in that board for me. Man, because he's a game changer, and I'd like to play him outside. I think that may be his best spot in the National Football League. We come back. We'll have on with us Saints cornerback Isaac Yiadom right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line. I was going to say he's a newer member of the Saints, but he's been here before, left for a year, went to San Francisco, now back in the black and gold, Isaac Yiadom. Isaac, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for welcoming me back.
Isaac, I told this story to Charlie before we get into Saints stuff. We had about five or six of us that have covered the Senior Bowl for a long time. And I've been doing this 40 years, scouting. So that means I've done it a little while. So we were talking about guys, the impression of them in their final days of college, and then you go to the Senior Bowl. Who raised himself up the most in that time frame? And when you can raise yourself up an entire round, man, you have really done something. You went with a group of guys from Boston College that year. You go to the Senior Bowl, and with from the Monday through the Thursday, you raise yourself up more than one round. And so for guys that maybe contemplate this each and every year, the Senior Bowl was so important. One, it showed off your skill set as a player, how smart you were, how versatile you were. And I think that your name got brought up in every conversation as one of the guys that made that leap once you finished up at Boston College and then going to Mobile.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I remember that like it was yesterday, too. I just kept going. I wasn't going to quit. I knew that I had nothing to lose and everything to prove. So I was just trying to go against the top guys. I knew I could do it, and just going out there working hard and trying to finish the whole entire week. And that's just my motto, just trying to finish my football career, trying to finish every single play, trying to finish every single game, and that's just what I try to do.
Isaac, one of the things in playing for Brandon Staley, he's got a variety of different looks defensively. So for someone who's maybe not familiar with the looks that he gives you, sort of give him a little maybe detailed kind of spotlight on some of the things that Brandon Staley really brings to the table as a defensive coach.
Yeah, you know, he's coached a bunch of guys. You know, he was on the Broncos, coached OLBs for a while, on the Rams as their DC, Chargers defense, and he helped helped us in the back end in San Fran last year. So he's seen a lot of defense. He shows you a bunch of different looks. I'm grateful to have played in the system for a couple years. I've been with him a couple times, and this will be my third time with him. So it's a little bit of flavor of everything that he mixes up into it. You know, we get a chance sometimes to adjust week by week or just get a chance to do what we do best. So I'm excited to see what he brings to his defense.
Yeah, Isaac, the one thing that keeps popping up every time people talk with us about Brandon Staley is the analytical mind that he really is. And, you know, maybe some people kind of criticized him when he was the head coach of the Chargers for relying a little bit too much on analytics. But I just want to get your thoughts on your relationship with him. As you mentioned, this is the third spot that you spent with him as a coach under his tutelage. So,
yeah, I mean, if you actually understand football and you listen to him talk, it always makes sense, and he'll never tell a lie, and he'll tell you that. He'll say, I'll never tell you a lie if you trust me. So last year when he was working with us, you know, the corners and the nickels, he would explain so much stuff to us, offenses to us, and everything he would say is true. You know what I mean? It might sound a lot sometimes, and it sounds like analytics, but it's just the facts most of the time. And he understands the game of football. He understands offenses really well, and I'm excited to see what his defense can do against opposing offenses this year.
Isaac, one of the things, he understands football, but you understand it. Man, if you can play this outside corner and you're involved in nickel dime sets like you've been involved with and you play on special teams, man, if you wanted to be a coach one day, and I don't know what your aspirations are after football, you could do that too.
Man, hopefully I can get a job as one, so make sure you keep my name in your mind.
Playing special teams, that was something that keeps you in the league for a lot of players. In talking to them, maybe things don't work out, and sometimes people don't get it, that it's the right fit sometimes for a player. But special teams kept you breathing in this league. It really did. And I think that's a big part of, one, they want you out on the edge covering receivers, but also the helpful part of, you know, special teams so well.
Yes, sir. I've played a lot of special team snaps in my career, something I embrace, but I think at the end of the day, it's all just football. Like, the best special teams players are just football players at the end of the day. And I remember maybe in 2022, when I was with New Orleans, Coach Rizzi one time asked us in a room, he said, do you know who the best jammer, like on punt return, the corner, he said, do you know who the best jammer is in the NFL? Nobody knew, and he said, Jalen Ramsey. And it's not a coincidence that he's also the best corner in the NFL. So that really stuck with me. You know what I mean? Like, the best corners, Patrick Peterson, he's the best at blocking field goals. Some of the best corners are the best special teamers. So I just always try to go out there and not just see it as special teams, but just another part of playing football.
Isaac, coming back to New Orleans, 2023 season was the one that stood out. You have 14 passes defended, which was a career high, and 17 games played. You were one of the best ranked cornerbacks via PFF in that 2023 season, and you know that kind of got you to the 49ers. But coming back to New Orleans, where you're obviously comfortable, you've been here before, you've been in the organization, and you've had success here. I mean, talk a little bit about the three-year extension that you signed with the Saints.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that. I know that somewhere it's where I wanted to be. I just wanted to just be able to play football and not worry about anything else and be somewhere where I felt comfortable. And I was just, you know, ultimately happy. And that's somewhere where I was happy when I played here. And I'm really happy to get back into this room with these guys like Alante Taylor, who's left, because that's one of the most competitive guys I've ever met and played with. And when I say it's like contagious, like it literally brings the best out of everybody else. So I think me being in that room will be great for Tay, and I know that him being in that room and Tyran being in that room, everybody just is hungry and just feeds off of each other.
You brought up Coach Rizzi, who's now in Denver with Coach Sean Payton, but you also got to work with Phil Galliano. So your thoughts on working with Coach Galliano, who he was kind of in the backdrop because, you know, Rizzi's personality, you know, he kind of overshadows everything. But now you get to work with Coach Galliano again on special teams.
For sure. I'm excited about that. And I was talking about it earlier. He was one of the first people to text me when he found out I had a chance to come back. So I'm super excited for him in his new position, and I'm excited to, you know, get back doing what I do best, playing on defense and playing up to the JT, just trying to make some plays.
One of the things that's a little bit changed throughout your time frame in the NFL, they had a few guys that could really run the ball at quarterback. I mean, Lamar Jackson, he is who he is. But now you got all these guys coming out of the college ranks that all could really run the ball when they need to and have to. How much pressure does that put on a secondary? Because you're trying to cover your guy downfield, And a lot of times you have your back turned to that quarterback when he takes off and run. How challenging is that for a secondary guy when you see people across the league, if it's Jalen Hurts or, man, Josh Allen, he looks like a lumberjack. But that dude can run with the ball. Now Jaden Daniels, those type individuals that can kind of be that dual guy. Now, you don't want to run too much in the NFL because they take your head off, but you got to learn how to slide. But how challenging is that for a defensive back?
Yeah, I always say that's why you got to be cool with the D linemen. So when they don't get the rush done, you can cut them out and they won't take it personal. it's pretty tough. That's the new game for sure. And it makes football fun. Like, I love playing against a quarterback like that that can run. But, you know, sometimes if you're trying to stop that, you kind of lose a guy in the rush and you got to cover for a little bit longer. But at the end of the day, that's our job. That's what we get paid for. So I don't really think about that too much. You know, then you got to plaster and cover a little bit longer with guys like that. But, you know, you got to know your opponent and who you're going against that week, and you just try to go out there and execute.
You guys had a lot of injuries last year in San Francisco, and they weren't the same team as they were the year before. And when you lose key people on both sides of the football, man, it takes its toll. Okay, people say, well, injuries are excuse. Well, if it's that many, like what the Saints had, what San Francisco had, it's just not an excuse. All this stuff about next man up, that's great in the locker room. But normally the next man, he ain't as good as the guy that you got to replace him with that's left the field. And that was really challenging last year for the 49ers.
For sure, yeah. When I was with them last year, we don't like to make excuses. At the end of the day, I felt like we let a lot of games get away from us early. And, you know, a team with such high hopes and high expectations coming off a Super Bowl loss the year before, you know, I just kind of got to a point where everybody was looking for answers. And sometimes you just forget to just do your job. They got a good thing going over there. They got a bunch of young players that are ready to play. So I think they'll be fine and do their thing this year. But, you know, sometimes you just got to find a way to regroup. And I think we just kind of let that slip away from us last year a little bit.
Isaac, you're coming back to New Orleans. You have a bunch of connections with some of the players that are still here. I want to get your thoughts on the leadership on the defense specifically. Some of the guys, I know you're bringing in some veteran leadership as well, but the really older guys like Tyrann Mathieu and Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, the stalwarts that are still on the Saints defense, your connection with those guys and the veteran leadership they provide the Saints defense.
Yeah, I'm excited to work with those guys. You know, they ain't no better leader like Cam, DD, and Tyrann. You know what I mean? They all hold their position groups accountable, and like I always say, we just gonna get our swag back, get back to playing how the Saints defense play, and just go from there.
Isaac, thanks so much for joining us. I was telling this to Jonah Williams. We had him on in the 4 o'clock hour. Man, you ain't tasted food like you gonna taste it when you're here in New Orleans. Now, you're used to it, so you knew how to push that plate aside when you full. I told Jonah, be careful. Mm-hmm. Because when you come here and you're a big man, man, it's hard to walk away from that good food.
Yes, sir, but that's one thing I'm excited about. I'm going to eat good.
Thanks so much, Isaac. I appreciate you joining us here on Sports Talk today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Isaac Yadam, man, terrific guy. Talk about a super smart guy. And basically, that's what somewhat jumps out at you, of his intelligence, and to be able to play that outside corner, to be able to play in the nickel, play in the dime, play on special teams. You got to soak all that in pretty quickly. Isaac does a fantastic job. Great to see him back,
Mike,
in the black and gold.
Real quick, as I mentioned with PFF, Yadam ranked top 10 in coverage percentage, lowest step of separation percentage, and lowest open percentage in the league in 2023. He was the only cornerback in the league that season to rank top 10 in all three lists. That's via the Saints article, kind of getting to know Isaac Yadam ahead of his return. He had a great season in 2023. I'm really looking forward to seeing him back in the black and gold.
So am I. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. And Coach Spinelli joins us to talk college basketball tournament right after this break here on the Big 870. WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, one of our favorite guests does an unbelievable job covering college basketball, Coach Scott Spinelli. Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey guys, always a pleasure, man. I look forward to doing these shows with you guys.
Coach, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. Right off the bat, Charlie and I had spoke about this in the first hour. So many reports now coming out of North Carolina that Will Wade's going to take the head coaching job at North Carolina State. And what a phenomenal job he did at McNeese, 57-10, a team that was kind of flat on his back basketball-wise. And then they win back-to-back conference championships. Now I've made it to the tournament for a second time. Your thoughts on the fit with Will Wade, who is from the Tennessee area, so he knows that area very well, the fit with him and North Carolina State?
Well, first of all, as you said, I mean, Will Wade is no stranger to, you know, rebuilding programs. And, you know, obviously he's done it throughout his career, right? The job he did at McNeese, as you guys mentioned, was just incredible. And I think what's really kind of something that I think, you know, Will Wade himself, as well as every other coach right now, I think one of the biggest parts of success is this NIL stuff, right? In terms of being able to generate support, revenue, and really create as much as possible in terms of NIL money. And I think, you know, when you think about, you know, I'm sure there was a lot of NIL, you know, money that was raised at McNeese, right? And I know at NC State with a lot of the, you know, supporters, the boosters, the people that are going to get behind the program, it's critical right now to the success of any program. You have to have NIL revenue, and, you know, it's the way of the times, and if, you know, either you get with it or you get, you know, you're going to get left behind.
Coach, in watching Duke this year, with a healthy Cooper Flag, I said, man, I don't know who's going to beat this team if they get into the tournament. Now, again, you can have a bad night. It does happen at times. But this is as loaded a Duke basketball team as I've seen in a long time. Again, the health issue with Cooper Flag is still in question. But, man, you've watched Duke all year long. They have to be looked at as the favorite here, if Flag is healthy.
Well, look, you made a great point. I mean, this is probably the most talented team as it relates to just being able to play at any pace. They can play fast. They can play slow. They've got almost a Noah's Ark plethora of everything you need in terms of having two players at each position. And then you've got tremendous star power. What's really been impressive about Duke is how they've been able to play, you know, so well together. I mean, everybody's, you know, trying to make the best play for the benefit of the team to impact winning. And I think that's one of the things that's really overlooked about this Duke team as it relates to not only is it, you know, extremely talented, but how well they play together. But, yeah, they are a favorite. But I got to tell you, in this year's tournament, unlike any other year that we've talked about, you know, this NIL equalizer is for real. And you have a lot of teams right now that have gone into the portal and have experienced players. And, you know, there's some matchups here that I think people are going to be surprised to see some of the results, because I think when you look at the SEC, you look at some of these dominant teams, even all these one seeds, there's a lot of teams here that have experienced players. Some teams actually have some culture, some guys who have been around some of those programs for a while. But by no means, I think, this year you can put a circle around any of these teams, because I think on any given night, just because of the experience and the age of some of these teams that have gone into the portal, I'm saying probably a good 25 of them or so could upset any one of these one seeds on any given night.
Coach, before we get into the first round upsets that I want you to kind of throw out there, which kind of picks you're making, I want to get your thoughts on these one seeds, Auburn, Duke, Florida, and Houston. I mean, I was talking with this about Mike earlier. This might be the year to go chalk with the top teams. Maybe not necessarily, you know, the twos and the threes and the fours and a little bit further down the line, but it just feels like those four teams have just been the best teams all season long. And specifically, you already mentioned Duke, but the way that Florida has really come on late, winning the SEC tournament, and how, you know, I think outside of Duke, they're probably the most picked team to win this whole bracket. And I don't really blame people. When I watch Florida play, I don't know, Coach, I don't see many holes in their game. They got good guard play. They got good big play. You know, they play good offense. They play good defense. I don't really see many things that they do badly.
Yeah, look, any of those one seeds could cut the Nets down. I agree totally with what you just said. And to your point, one thing in the NCAA tournament is, you know, you have to have great guard play. Great guard play is key in the NCAA tournament. But I have to say, guys, I mean, you know, when you look around here at some of these other teams that, you know, these one seeds are going to be facing, you know, depending upon the matchups and who wins, you know, that first game, the 8-9 game, and who they play in that second round, and even the two seeds for that matter, you know, there's a lot of teams here that potentially could catch a matchup that might not be in that one or two seeds' favor and could easily get beat in that second round, depending upon who wins. The other side of it, you know, and you made reference, we talked about this on some other shows, is, you know, look, years ago when I was coaching at Texas A&M, we were in the Big 12. This was years when K-State had Coach Huggins and Beasley and all those guys were there. We were at A&M. We were really good. You know, the Big 12 that year, the old Big 12, you know, everybody was, oh, it's the best conference in the country. Well, what happened was we beat up on each other all year. Mm. And when we got to the NCAA tournament, it took a toll. And we only had maybe one or two teams even advance past the second weekend. So, you know, you got to be mindful of the SEC in terms of how good that league really. I've never seen anything like it in terms of that league being what it was in basketball. And because of that, you know, the mental side of this, you know, with these kids, it's going to be interesting to see. You got to be a little bit mindful to see what this what the SEC toll that it's taken, you know, night in and night out on these teams throughout the year.
Coach, when you think about a team that maybe isn't on everybody's radar, that would have a real legitimate shot to get into the Final Four. Now, again, you can say, well, they in the tournaments, they all got a shot. Well, that's true, but some of them got a better shot than others. Is there a team out there that maybe isn't getting as much publicity about themselves that could possibly get into that Final Four?
A lot of it, I think, is going to come down to that first round, you know, game for a lot of these teams. But let me give you a couple games that I think you got to really keep an eye on, right? First and foremost, you know, the media has woken up Carolina Nation. You know, we saw this show years ago when, you know, VCU got in on that first four, and everybody was like, well, they shouldn't have got in over this team and that team, and they got all the way to the Final Four. I think what's happened here with North Carolina is, you know, you're seeing a program now be questioned. And when you question a blue blood program like that, like I was telling somebody the other day, there's no question in my mind that they were going to come out and really put it on San Diego State. And they did. I think you got to keep your eye on North Carolina right now, just because, you know, they're playing with nothing to lose. It's a proud program, and people have just kind of, you know, and unfairly so. Look, you can't look at that selection and just blame the situation, just the timing of it. But, you know, that's a whole other subject. But, you know, you got to look for them. They're going to play with a lot of confidence. The games that I think you got to keep an eye on early, Grand Canyon, Maryland. It's kind of a, you know, years ago, I left Maryland and I went over to Boston College. And I remember Maryland the year after I left played Valpo when Bryce Drew was there. And I remember that game because I recruited a lot of the kids on that Maryland team years ago. And Valpo lost by 3 in a game that they were up in the second half with Bryce Drew. Well, I was coaching this year. We played Grand Canyon. And Grand Canyon is for real. They're really good. And I just think that's a game you're going to have to keep a close eye on here in that first round of a potential upset. I just think Grand Canyon, it's got a lot of experienced guys, as Maryland does. I mean, Derek Queen obviously is as good as it gets, but they got some guys that can match up with him. So I'd keep your eye on Grand Canyon early in this first round as a team that I think, you know, is going to give Maryland fits in that game. Just my opinion. A couple other games keep an eye on is Liberty, Oregon. I think Liberty, you know, the way they play, the old, you know, the coach there that, you know, is coaching there now. Used to be Tony Bennett's assistant for a long time, Richie McKay. And so what they're going to do is on every shot, they're going to send 4 guys back on defense, and it's going to make it really hard for Oregon to get out runouts and get easy baskets, and they're going to put them in the half court. This is what Virginia did for years, and it was so hard to score on them in the half court because of the way they defended. And it starts when they shoot the ball. They almost kind of concede the offensive rebound. So I think that game right there is going to be a lot better game than people think. Liberty is a very stingy team defensively because of what we just mentioned. And Oregon is not going to be able, in my mind, to get as many easy baskets in that game. So I would definitely look at that game as a game that you got to kind of keep an eye on. And then, you know, other games that I think, you know, in terms of just some surprise teams that I think, you know, could catch up to you here early on this first round. I think you got to watch this Drake team. They've got four Division II transfers that played for their coach at the previous school. It's their first year there at Drake. But again, there's culture. You got to watch culture in the tournament. When you get a team that's got culture, you know, again, you know, that's a very dangerous formula. When you got guys who have camaraderie, connectivity, chemistry, they've played with each other. I think there's a team that you got to keep an eye on. And then I think Utah State is another one. They're going to play zone. They mix up their defenses with some full court pressure, but they play a lot of zone. And when you're not used to playing against the zone all the time, that could be a problem for you. So there's some teams. I mean, UC San Diego, we beat them last year in a CBI tournament where I was coaching. You know, they're a very, very well-coached offensive team, really fun to watch. You know, they really have five guys out there that all can pass, dribble, and shoot. You got to keep an eye on them. So that's a mouthful for you.
Coach, in the bottom left of the bracket, I wanted to get your thoughts. My last question for you. The coaching that's going to happen between Kansas, Arkansas, and then later on St. John's and Omaha, that little quadrant of this bracket is unbelievable with Coach Self for Kansas and then Coach Cal for Arkansas, Coach Pitino for St. John's. I think it's super exciting. Now, the Kansas-Arkansas matchup specifically, I want to get your thoughts on because Kansas came into the season as the number one team preseason ranked, and they kind of stumbled in Big 12 play. Arkansas and Coach Cal's first year, I know they had some injury issues. They make the run through the gauntlet of the SEC, and they sneak into the tournament as a 10 seed. I think that's one of the first-round matchups I'm looking forward to the most. And then, depending on what happens with St. John's and Omaha, you know, Coach Pitino could be waiting in the second round for either one of those teams.
No question is, I mean, coaching heavyweights, right? All Hall of Famers that you just mentioned, you know, together in that bracket. But you know, let me sidestep first and just say about Omaha. Again, Omaha is some guys now that have been around a little bit, too. They've got culture. And, again, I think that they're playing with a lot of confidence. St. John's, the biggest thing that, you know, for all of us out here coaching at any level, the job that Coach Pitino has done there is just all of it. You got to get behind it and cheer him on because, you know, he holds his guys accountable. I think lost in all of this, you know, this whole thing in sports, we've talked about this before, is, you know, even with NIL money, these kids still have to be held accountable in, you know, in terms of what you're doing as a coach. And he has done an unbelievable job there with a team that, you know, again, if they get the right whistle, I think the biggest thing is what's going to happen, you know, with the officiating because they're very physical. They're going to get after you defensively. Can Omaha handle that pressure that they're going to apply? And it's not really even zone, you know, pressing. It's just them getting up man-to-man and pressing you. And I think that's going to be key to watch. But to your question about Kansas and Arkansas, I think that's going to be a very, very highly that's going to be an excellent game against two teams with excellent coaches. Again, I think both teams kind of, with Arkansas, they've gone through some adversity, but they're battle-tested coming from the SEC. They've got exceptional talent at all five spots out there. Kansas, the same. I mean, they've got some guys, though, that have been there a couple years. And, you know, again, very, very well-coached teams. Heck of a game. I for me, I think Kansas, but I do think that's going to be a really good game. Both teams are excellent and very well-coached.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Man, it's been way too long, but, man, we appreciate your insights and, man, everything that you bring to the table, knowing these college basketball teams. So thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Anytime, guys. Have a great night. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks so much. Coach Scott Spinelli does a great job covering the NCAA and basketball and the tournament. And you saw all the kind of breakdowns and at length gave it to us why he thinks there might be some early round upsets. We'll be back to finish it off here on hour number two of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, we'll return. And at 6:20, Mark Etheridge covering NCAA baseball. And boy, big tournament this weekend. LSU playing Texas. And at 7:20, another new member of the Saints, tight end Jack Stahl, formerly of the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.